Coach's Insight continues here on Care 93.7, talking Jeff County North basketball with Steve Knoll, the girls' head coach, and it is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and at Taylor Insurance. Coach, appreciate the time as always. You start the season 1-1. It was a victory at McLouth in the opener last week, 50-43, and then a hard-fought loss at Moore Hill, or I should say against Moore Hill, on Tuesday night. That was a 36-33 game. When you take a step back and kind of assess where your team is at through the first two, how do you feel like your team's performed overall?
Well, you know, I thought we kind of took a step back last night against Moore Hill. Not taking anything away from Moore Hill. They executed a game plan. They played pretty well. We just came out and just didn't seem to be mentally with it there. A lot of the stuff we needed to accomplish, and just didn't look to take the attack the basket like we should. And, you know, I can't say the same thing. That first night, we attacked like we needed to attack, played like we needed to play, and last night we didn't seem to do that. So it's one of those things. We've just got some inconsistency right now, and I think once we get that inconsistency lined out, we could end up being a pretty good team.
How does that affect practice? Obviously, you get a big win first game, the momentum's high, and you're feeling good, and then you play a game like you do against Moore Hill where it's a little bit sluggish and things just seem to be off a little bit. From a coaching perspective on your end, how do you kind of turn that around with the little practice time that you have before your next game?
Well, you know, and don't want to make it sound like it was all bad last night, because we got down by 10 and just looking like we were digging ourselves a big hole, and we came all the way back, got within, if we hit a couple bunnies that we missed, or we had a wide open look for a three at the buzzer. Liz Easterday just shoots it, goes off the front of the rim. We're right there in that game at the end of it. So, you know, when you look at it, and I say we didn't play well, we weren't with it early, we could have easily gave up and let them just have their way with us. Instead, we fought back, made a game out of it, and it kind of showed that instinct we have. We just showed it too late in the game. You know, if we would have showed it earlier in the game there, I think it could have been a little bit of a different outcome, but you know, we can't spot teams 10 points consistently and then try to come back from that.
Continuing the schedule coming up on Friday, back at home against Horton, a team that is 1-1 as well. They got a nice win at Pleasant Ridge in their opener, 40-35, and then they lost to Valley Falls on a Tuesday night, 36-24. What's the early scouting report on Horton, and what kind of ball game do we expect on Friday?
Well, you know, I'm still kind of putting together a scouting report right now, but I know they got a good guard, Soto, who's been there a few years. I think she's a senior now, and, you know, she's a handful. We're going to have to be able to stop her because she likes to drive. She's also got a good shot outside. So, you know, hopefully we can play the defense like we did, you know, the whole game against McLouth, and then, you know, come out and execute a little bit better on the offensive end for us.
That's Steve Knoll, the Jeff County North girls basketball coach. Our conversation with the coach here on Care brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Jeff County North will get Horton at home coming up on Friday night, their next game. Both teams are 1-1. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Friday against Horton, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. We appreciate the coverage.